And we welcome you to this week's edition of Inside the Lines, the high school sports podcast here on Scoops with DannyMack.com. I'm Jim Powers, and it's been a great, great sports year so far. Now the summer's hit, everybody's in 7-on-7s and team camps and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of things never stop, and that's what's going on out in Columbia with the Missouri State High School Activities Association. And we have a new executive director, and it's only the seventh time in the 96-year history of MISHA that we have a new executive director. And I've gotten to know her very well over the last bunch of years in helping out with the championships, and I'm excited for what she's going to bring to our student athletes here in the state of Missouri. It's Dr. Jennifer Ruckstead. Dr. Ruckstead, thanks so much for taking some time with us, and congratulations. You've been around the block a lot with high school athletics and then being on the board of directors, but this has got to be a really exciting opportunity for you.
It really is. I am, people say, is this your dream job? And yes, it is. I've been around high school activities since I was a student, and have just had some great opportunities as an educator to work with MISHA, work within MISHA. And I'm just excited to be able to, I see it as serving the schools and serving the students of the state of Missouri.
Let's talk a little bit about your background. And I've known you since your time at Rockbridge as the athletic director and also as a coach. You know, tell everybody a little bit about you and where you come from and some of the things that you've done while at Rockbridge and before assuming this position.
Yeah, well, as a young child, is from Northeast Missouri in the Bowling Green area, Pike County. We moved, spent about a year and a half in West Plains, Missouri, South Central, and then moved to Columbia when I was 10. And I've been in Columbia lived here since then. Went to Rockbridge High School and Columbia Public Schools. And then I was at Rockbridge High School as a math teacher and coach, then athletic director, and then principal for 21 years. The last 3 years I've been in the central office of Columbia Public Schools as an assistant superintendent, first for secondary schools, and then I did a one-year stint here most recently in human resources. So during that time, I was on the board for the athletic administrators. The MIAA is the Missouri Interscholastic Athletic Administrator Association. So I was on their board. When I was principal at Rockbridge, I also got to serve on the MISHA board of directors as well. When I became an assistant superintendent, by the bylaws, I was no longer allowed to be on the board. I was no longer eligible. So after a year off, I started serving on the appeals committee. So I've never really been away, too far away from MISHA. And so now I'm getting the opportunity to be full-time with the association.
And, you know, what made you want to get into sports? And it's something that I talk a lot about with, you know, people. You know, there's got to be a why. And, you know, what made you gravitate towards sports and then coaching, athletic director, and then, you know, pursuing what you're doing with MISHA right now? What, I guess my question is, what is your why?
Yeah. My why for kind of my whole life and career is kids. And I tend to, you know, my focus has been high school age kids. So I always think of 14 to 18 year olds, and with MISHA with junior highs, we're 11 to 18 year olds. But for me as a student, and a student athlete, I already had a bent toward athletics, from some family influences and just kind of natural giftedness and kind of not necessarily being athletically talented, but kind of gifted with some of the desires to compete and be around a team sport and those kinds of things. I was basketball, softball were my sports. But I was also involved in music activities. I was in show choir, choir competitions, those kinds of things. So I had kind of a diverse exposure, which is not unusual at all if you come from a small school, pretty unusual if you come from a large school. So my exposure and my most influential people in my life in junior high and high school were my coaches and directors. And I loved my teachers, but there is something about extracurricular activities and especially teams and athletics where the influence of that coach or that music director, choir director, whoever it is incredibly powerful. And for me, it led me into my career. I wanted to live the life of educators. I wanted to be a part of the school rhythm because I wanted to be like those people who had such an impact on me. As I became an educator, I started to realize kind of that, first of all, not everyone's experience was like mine. But second of all, understanding that powerful impact on me, you know, multiply that by hundreds of thousands of students in the state of Missouri. And, you know, you, for every person like me who has a story of that coach, or for me, multiple coaches who changed their life, that is there in every school. And, you know, that most impactful coach, everybody has them, who has gotten those opportunities. So, you know, if we're in the business of kind of, providing developmental opportunities, and that goes to, you know, the math classroom and the elective classroom and all those things, but then on top of that, extracurricular activities, if that's what we're doing, then for me, the association, while we are you know, providing fairness or trying to provide a level playing field as much as we can, but it's education based, and it all comes back to that base why of kids need people who want to invest in them during this time. This is a very unique time in their lives for brain development and physical development and emotional development and all those things. And high schools, junior highs and high schools dealing with adolescents, we are perfectly placed to help. If in the best of situations, we can help that burgeoning adult to develop into someone who is, is a good citizen, is a good parent, is a good spouse, is a good friend, is a good employee, all of those things. And education-based athletics and activities are incredibly important in our country for that.
You know, and I think the great thing about it too is, and I think you know this about me, I've been one of the biggest proponents of women in sports for many, many years in my coverage here in St. Louis, in my coaching background, coaching girls, you know, basketball and softball for years back in Ohio. You know, but for you, how great is it that you are assuming the lead position, the top position in MSHA? As a female, when there is such a major push to get more females, girls, women involved in athletics, because I think it's huge. And I think you are going to be, you know, one of the guiding lights to continue moving the bar on getting more females involved in athletics.
You know, every little bit helps. And so if that helps, then that's what we want to do. It's certainly not my, it's not my number one thing. Like, you know, because I care about the boys in the state of Missouri as much as I care.
Sure, absolutely.
Girls. However, we've got a long way to go to get to competitive equity and equity in participation, and providing the same benefits to girls that boys are getting through their participation, and that benefit to you know, all the students of the state of Missouri is that important. It's that important for their lifelong development. And so we've got to get more girls in there. And part of it is education. And school administration is still very male dominated, and school administration tends to, they're the ones that make the decisions about what's offered. And when it comes down to it is what's offered and how do you get kids to take advantage of it. And, you know, some of the, there are all kinds of excuses why we don't do it. But there are some really great reasons we should try. And, I'm hoping that, that, you know, speaking as a woman who had, you know, some opportunities, perhaps we can get some folks to think a little bit differently about the opportunities that we're putting forward, and it's school to school. I mean, the association can we can offer the sport, but if the school doesn't choose to offer it, then we haven't, you know, gotten that opportunity to that many more kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't agree with you more on that. I think that's where it boils down to. I'm going to say this, you know, the drill too. You've got some awfully big shoes to fill. I mean, Kerwin, the impact that he has made in his tenure at Misha has just been unbelievable. Any nervousness, anxiety, knowing that you are filling those shoes and some of the things that Kerwin has done here in the state over the last bunch of years in serving our student athletes as executive director, is there any, you know, kind of anxiety about that?
I don't have a huge anxiety about it. To me, it's more exciting because, you know, the alternative would be, gosh, there's a lot of messes to clean up. And we're not in that place, you know. We're in a place where we can kind of start where we are and move forward as opposed to, you know, go backwards. I don't see any reason for us to go backwards in any place. Kerwin's done a great job. And before him, Becky Oaks did a great job. You know, we've been in a very good position in Missouri for a long time as far as leadership in high school athletics. So I'm honored to be able to follow in Kerwin's footsteps and excited that that we can take what he's done and just keep going. You know, you don't have to have a full slate and it's a relief not to come in and say, here are my priorities. Well, the association's priorities are really pretty good. Yeah. Let's keep going. So
now I know the $1 million question probably already has been asked is, are you going to be in the shot put pit helping out during the state track meet like Kerwin did, or
yeah,
is there going to be another event you're going to be helping out with?
Well, I'm a team player. So whatever we need, and if we can't find someone to do what Kerwin did, I'd be happy to work at the shot put pit. But the staff started talking to me this spring. Well, maybe you won't want to do that, which I don't. I just want to help. So if I get to do shot put, great. I'll do whatever is necessary. Yeah.
You could always come down and help me with the awards at any time.
Yeah.
You've got an open invite to the awards.
Thank
then,
you.
Trust me.
Thank you. Yeah.
What are some of the things that you want to get accomplished? I mean, obviously, the transition is starting and all that. You officially take over July 1st. But what are some of the things that you want to hit the ground running with, in maybe the first 3 to 6 months of you taking over as executive director?
I think... You know, our association is an association of member schools. So while I talk a lot about serving kids, we do that through the conduit of schools. And so I'm the new leader of the association that is made up of 596 member schools, which means I want to get out and meet our schools. And that doesn't mean I'm going to get to every one, physically get to every school, but be out, especially during the fall. You know, we always run what we call the Misha 101s. They're required meetings for athletic directors, principals, and superintendents to kind of learn what changed after the ballot in April. What kind of things are we looking at? Kind of school-wide issues, or I should say, issues that affect schools in general. Maybe not so much individual sports, but there are some certain things. But just getting my face out there and meeting as many people become reunited with many people. I've known many people for a long time in my roles, but just try to get out there serve schools. So that's one of my main priorities, is making sure that, Kerwin was in this office for 16 years. And so school administrators knew who to call. And while we don't have any changes in our assistant executives, it's a big change to have a new executive director. So that's a main priority for me because I want our schools to have great service. So that's a big thing for me. I'm also, I want to learn as much as I can about our championships, try to be at all of the championships I can. Again, in my roles, I got to be a part of many championships. Just because of the school where I worked. But it was from a certain perspective. And so, especially this fall, getting to as many championships as possible and helping put those on. We do a lot of things in this office, but the, and much of that is kind of behind the scenes, and most of the public doesn't know all that has to happen for eligibility and transfers and all of those things. And so we spend a lot of time on that, but the public face of NISHA for most of the public is the championships. And so for me to better appreciate our process in the next few months, I think is another priority for me. And then I'm just soaking up as much as I possibly can, learning as much as I can through the staff here, through meeting with new ADs. And we have an AD workshop that we host that we put on with the MIAAA here in early August. I want to listen to schools, listen to coaches. There are some big topics. We've already talked about basketball and shot clock. Basketball coaches are really pushing for shot clock. And for your listeners, why don't we already have it? Well, because school administrators aren't so sold on it. And the association is schools. It's not a coaches association. It's not a sport association. It's a school association. And so we've got to have everybody on board before we do that. And school administrators have some really practical reasons that they're not so fired up about a shot clock. And part of it is it takes at least one more staff member to run a game when you add a shot clock in a situation where it's not always easy to find enough table workers. So that's it. That's the reason. So how do we ensure that our schools can have administrators and coaches working together to just try to understand each other's perspective as a starting place. We want people to feel heard. And I'm in a situation now where I want to do a lot of listening. And I hope I never stop doing a lot of listening, but the more I learn, the more active I'm going to have to be. But right now is a pretty unique time in my time in this position, where I can just listen as much as possible and then try to figure out, is there something that we can do to help the membership get to where they want to get? And that's, it sounds like a wishy-washy answer, but it's not. I really want to try to figure out how the machine works and what can we do to grease the wheels if we can, if we know there's just a little bit that could happen to make a needed change or a change that a certain stakeholder group really wants. How can we promote compromise? How can we promote an opportunity to advance a sport without compromising the position of a school or a school administrator?
No doubt about it. It's not a wishy-washy answer. I think it's a perfect answer. And I think people will respect that and they will totally understand what you are looking to do and getting out and listening. And because there's a lot of times where, there's not a lot of that. There's not a lot of listening. And I'm not saying about Misha, there's always been that, but I mean, in other avenues, right. There's always been that. Last question. And I know there's some excitement in the air with the board meeting last week and the announcement of, Show Me Showdown coming back to Columbia. Volleyball staying down south to split now with boys and girls wrestling, going to have two separate facilities. That's got to be great for you walking into that situation, especially with basketball. I know in talking to a lot of coaches up here in St. Louis, when they heard that news, the excitement level went off the chart. It wasn't that they didn't like JQH and Springfield. It's just they really love playing at the old barn and over at Mizzou Arena. So it's got to be an exciting time for you to be coming in with some of those new venue changes that are going to be on the horizon.
Yeah. And, Missouri we are just incredibly fortunate to have two communities with great facilities to be able to, and specific to the basketball championships, it is exciting to have them back at Columbia at the University of Missouri. However, Springfield and Missouri State University has done and continues to do an incredible job with the basketball championships. And when you have a situation where either answer is a good answer, it's a really great situation. And it's exciting for our organization to have two communities who really put their best foot forward in order to try to get these championships. And certainly there are financial benefits for both communities in this situation. However, the symbolic piece of being able to host the basketball championships for the Missouri State High School Activities Association, I think is really important. So it's really exciting for basketball. We ended up with four proposals for volleyball, which is great. We awarded the first 2 years to CAPE, to Cape Girardeau, but we really are going to look at what they're doing at the St. Joseph Civic Arena. They're doing a completely, they're gutting that place, and they'd like us to take a look for the last 3 years of that 5-year agreement. And we're going to do that. We are a statewide organization, and we want to if we have proposals that are viable, we want to take a look at those things. So our board is very aware that we serve every corner of the state, and we want to make sure that we are we're fair and equitable and all those things. So wrestling is the addition of girls wrestling in the state of Missouri has been just incredible.
And
going back to kind of an earlier topic, that it's been great for girls sports. It's been great for the sport of wrestling in general. But it has provided a really good problem. Right now, we are struggling to find that second venue for the girls. In fact, so much so that next year in 2023, we are due to the fact we can't find the suitable spot. And when I say suitable spot, we have to get the right number of mats down, and we have to be able to hold 4,000 to 5,000 people in order to host a girls wrestling championship and have it available in the date we need it. And we were not able to secure that in 2023, not for a lack of trying. And so next year in 2023, we will have a 4-day girls and boys state wrestling championship at Mizzou Arena in Columbia. Never been done before. We've never had to go 4 days because we only had one girls class. Now we have two. We're gonna run that 4-day, and Mizzou's been great about setting aside the facility for that. And then we're gonna see. We'd like to separate the weekend, as the membership has told us that's what they'd like to do. But if we can't do it well, then we can't do it. So we know that that Mizzou Arena can host a great state wrestling championship. If we can find another venue, that's what we're going to do. And we're looking hard for 24. We've had some venues back out on us just because of all kinds of reasons that don't have anything to do with us. But we're excited to see how this is going to run next year. And we're excited to see, hopefully we get the opportunity to play with both formats, perhaps split the weekends. Perhaps we're going to look at that 4-day format and see what do our wrestling schools want? What highlights the athletes the best way possible? What is friendly to the schools? What gets their community fired up about those championships? So we're excited to kind of pilot some ideas the next couple of years in kind of our most exciting emerging sport.
And I will say this spring was awesome. I had the chance to make the tour of the state, helping out with different things and being a track for both weekends, going down to baseball and then finishing up with soccer. And I mean, the culmination at Soccer Park with, that Class 4 championship game and about 4,000 people. And I know that's a rough estimate, but just, seeing the crowds at Jeff, seeing the crowds down at baseball in the early portion of the week, and then just the unbelievable crowds at Soccer Park. It just shows how much community support is behind our student athletes. And I think that is so right. Awesome to see that. And especially what you were mentioning about, wrestling and how girls has exploded, how it's going to be in Columbia. I just think it's going to be awesome all the way around to really showcase what our student athletes can really do. And it showcases the communities as well.
Right.
And so, right. Well, I know you're busy. The transition is in full effect, but I appreciate the time. I can't wait to visit with you in person in the fall at some of the championships. But congratulations once again. I know I'm excited. I know a lot of people are excited about what you're going to do for our student athletes in our schools here in the state of Missouri. And it's been a lot of fun talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
No problem. Dr. Jennifer Ruckstedt, the new Executive Director of the Missouri State High School Activities Association, joins us, and we want to thank her for her time. You know, this is the only interview we're going to do today because it's so important, and we want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to meet and hear what Dr. Ruckstedt's going to, you know, be working on and some of the great things that they're going to be doing out in Columbia. So we want to thank her. Thank you for tuning in. Next week, we're going to dive into a couple training things. Drew Hanlon, a good friend of mine, good friend of the High School Sports Caravan, and we all know what he's doing with Pure Sweat Basketball. He's going to join us to talk a little bit about training in the summer and some of those different things. And then a mentor of mine from back in Ohio, Coach Bob Krasancic. I actually had a chance to work with him in my early days of coaching, and he has just absolutely done a terrific job. And he just wrote a book that was released about mentality, and it's a great read for players, coaches, administrators, and we're going to have a chance to talk to those two just about some of the insides and outs of, you know, being an athlete and being a coach and administrator. So we're really excited about next week's edition. So next week, we'll have that right here on Inside the Lines, the High School Sports Podcast on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. I'm Jim Powers. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody.